that the New Testament, which is like the law of faith, where it contains these quote-unquote laws, commands, there's all kinds of things that say, do this, do that. I don't look at this and say, okay, I got to stand fast in the liberty that Christ has made me for. I got to do that, okay. So every day I'm walking around thinking, I got to do this, I got to do that. And then suddenly I won't do it. Because I'm seeking it by the law. But when I ask in faith, and God gives it, and that child is born in me, what happens is you read this, and this is no longer a commandment, but this testifies of the righteousness that God has put in me. He stands fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made him free. See? You can't do this by commandment. What it is you do it by faith. Meaning, you believe it, not looking at the infirmity of your flesh, and staggering not at the promises of God, but accepting that Christ is going to make me free. And then when he makes it a fact, one can look at these scriptures and say, look at that man whom God has blessed, whom the grace of God has made free. He stands in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made him free. No one hinders him that he should not obey the truth. He is persuaded of him that called him. There is no leaven leavening his lump. See, that is the way commandments, quote unquote, you know, and laws, quote unquote, work with faith. They testify to the righteousness which is in us by faith. They do not constitute a grocery list of things we must do or must not do. Though Paul's about to give us a little grocery list. Because you know what grocery lists are for? They are for the wicked. And you know what? They're also for instruction. Tutors and governors. So I'm tutoring. I'm governing. You know why? Because if you knew all these things. And it's not just about knowing. You know, I'll tell you what. I love to listen to godly men give, you know, instruct. The instruction of godly men. I do. And, but ultimately, our instruction needs to come from God. So once you've done, once you've learned all you can learn from me, you need to examine what I say and examine what the Lord has said and be taught of him. A good teacher ultimately is not needed anymore. And makes himself obsolete. You know, you look at the way, by reason of time, Paul said, you ought to be teachers yourselves. Meaning, I would not want anyone to be a student of mine, except perhaps my wife. ultimately, once I've taught everything, I mean, the thing is, I'm only at a certain point in my walk. I'm going to learn more down the road. Unlike some people who have been to school or whatever, and they learned all they're ever going to learn. They're not actively seeking God for knowledge. They're just pretty much set, you know. I mean, the denomination's got its doctrine. And it's not going to expand. They're not going to add to their faith, right? Christ isn't being formed in them. Lutheranism is being formed in them. Presbyterianism is being formed in them. Catholicism is being formed in them. Pentecostalism is being formed in them. Baptistism is being formed in them. Whatever is being formed in them is formed. Because that's the thing. In those religions, there's no room for anything to be formed because you are to conform to the image that they are teaching you, which is their denomination. They have doctrine. Okay? And I got doctrine too. But the thing is, God is still forming it in me. Because it hasn't all been made clear to me yet. Not every single thing. Some things, the things that God has revealed to me, there are some things that are just set. Because I know that that's revelation. Whatever is of revelation is revealed. It's just revelation. Okay, I love this little sequence. I love this whole chapter. I refer to this chapter so much when I talk to people. Verse 8, this persuasion does not come of him that calls of you. Persuasion is P pitho, which is the word in Greek that is faith. I messed that up. That is obey is pitho. Persuasion is similar, pelsimone. It comes from pitho, and it also includes the word mone, which is abide. So it's this abiding faith. It means literally means persuadableness. Persuasion, you know. But it pertains to faith. It's the idea of, you know, this sort of faithableness doesn't come from God. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. What's that mean? I mean this. You know, some people would say, well, Paul, what's the big deal? So they wanted to be circumcised. I mean, most of everything else they had was the truth. People say this to me all the time. Hey, you know, teacher so-and-so that you criticize, he mostly teaches the truth. I mean, he's sure he's got a few things. I mean, I don't agree with everything the guy says, they'll say to me. But, you know, he's preaching the gospel. You're preaching the gospel. What's the big deal? Why are you coming down on the poor guy? And I say, he's not preaching the gospel. I'm preaching the gospel. He's an enemy of the gospel. As are so many other preachers. And anything that's contrary to the sound doctrine that I teach is not. You know, they say, well, Jesus said, whosoever is not for, you know, they said, the disciples came to Jesus and they said, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and we forbade him. And Jesus said, forbid him not, for whosoever is not against us is for us. Fine. He was casting out devils in the name of Christ. But perverting the gospel in the name of Christ is against us. Believe me, it's not for us. He is not for Christ who perverts his word. That is not the same thing as some guy who is, you know, in the time of Jesus, I mean, there wasn't much to say except repent for the kingdom is heaven at hand. In the name of Jesus, come out of that man. And you know what? You know, that's the judgment on that. And there wasn't a whole lot of details given. It wasn't like he was like, but he preached a different message. Well, Paul in this very book says, if though we or an angel from heaven come and preach another gospel than we have preached, let him be accursed times two. So a little leaven, this is a principle in the scriptures that needs to be understood. The principle of leaven. Leaven works in this way. Bread comes in two forms, leavened or unleavened. I've never seen a loaf of half-leavened bread or partially leavened bread, though I suppose you could make it by making two separate lumps and baking one on top of the other. But that's being too technical. Meaning, if you mix it in, you know what I mean? If you need, let's say I put a tablespoon of leaven in or a bucket of leaven,